you know, obviously it's the lowest part of my career, the way things ended on Saturday. You know, up until that point, everything had gone brilliantly. You never expect yourself to be in that situation that I was in. You know, and it'd probably never happen again in my whole career. But, you know, it's happened, and, you know, I've had time to reflect on it, and I'm still very disappointed, as you can imagine. But, you know, hopefully we can move on from it and, you know, make it right.
What have you done since that moment? When you say you've reflected on it, how can you reflect on something like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough, isn't it? I mean, you know, I mean, I've replayed it a million times over in my head. I can't bear to watch it at the moment. You know, hopefully in, you know, a few days or weeks time, I might be able to get around to actually watching it over again. But, you know, you just think to yourself, how could I have done things differently? You know, but, you know, in that situation, you just go and do what you do, don't you? Obviously, in hindsight, you do things differently, but I just, you know, I'm obviously gutted for myself, gutted for the fans, gutted for all my teammates, my family, everybody. You know, and although I know everything doesn't come down on my shoulders deep down, you know, on the face of it, you just, you know, you feel as though it's all your fault, and you know, you've, you know, my kick ended the game and ended our chances of promotion, so. You know, I've got to live with that. That's football, isn't it? We all know what it's all about. So, you know, but I'm big enough and ugly enough to come back from something like that.
I tell you what, Steve, it's worth pointing out here. Had it not been for you, it wouldn't have probably got to extra time or penalties, wouldn't it? Is that the positive way of looking at this?
Yeah, it is. And I mean, it's nice to hear from so many people that have said that. And like, you know, I just mentioned, deep down in my heart of hearts, I know that. But, you know, still, you know, I've still got that sick feeling in my gut, you know, ultimately that my penalty kick ended it all. You know, but it is nice to know that. And on the face of it, you know, the job I'm paid to do, I was very happy with what I did in the game. It was, you know, probably one of the most assured displays I've put in for Sheffield United. And it was at a perfect time. Unfortunately, you just don't know what's around the corner. On that occasion, it was something you know, that nobody could have predicted. You know, I've gone on record, and I'll go on record again as saying I would love to stay at Sheffield United. I've enjoyed my time there so much, and you know, particularly after the way things ended. You know, I personally feel as though I need to be back there again next year and make things right for the football club.